When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, happy new year.
First of all,
happy new year to a nation.
Yes.
Secondly, happy new year, Guy, and happy new year, Jenny Johnson.
Thank you. And happy new year, Guy. Happy new year, Danny Zucker.
Oh, my God.
I feel the love so much.
Me too. It's a new year. I mean, and this one, I mean, this one's going to be the one. I mean, I know 2021 was like, we thought that was going to be the one, and it turned out not to really be the one. 2020. Yeah. Too, you already feel it. I mean,
it's everywhere. It's in the air.
Yeah, we're getting justice for January.
It's in the air, but keep a mask on, by the way. You don't want to breathe in too much of this freedom that we have.
It's weird how many people have. It's crazy that I do not have Omicron.
Are you sure? Maybe you do.
No, I got tested. But did you know like a million people?
A million people. And I know a million people that were also shocked by it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you not just open your laptop and just Yahoo News will tell you
how many people, but it's so funny. It's like so many people and you can actually see it's sort of like, I know this is probably a terrible thing to say, but I don't give a shit. I feel strongly about this. Anybody who's been vaccinated and boosted gets a cold. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the hospital, there is nobody in there who's been vaccine boosted. Right. It's all people, anti-vaxxy folk.
Yeah, we're pro-vaxxy here.
We're very pro-vaxxy.
We want Doing It Nation to be safe. We want y'all to be vaccinated, boosted.
Yeah, everybody, and you look, everybody is entitled to their own opinions and we won't judge, except that if you're not getting vaccinated right now, you're kind of an idiot. You know what I mean? And I don't want to alienate anybody, but you're stupid and selfish and the reason our species is failing.
Yes.
No judgment.
Did you see the story with this party plane coming from Canada?
No.
Have you seen? Oh my God.
There Tell me.
A plane, everything. A party plane where people were like vaping and just grinding on one another from Canada to Mexico.
And what they rented out like a regular plane, it's an actual party plane.
Yes.
Got it.
And then, you know, the Justin Trudeau, the prime minister, was like, yeah, that was not a great idea. Like, yeah, no shit. It wasn't a great idea. So just a group of morons all stuffed in a plane, woohoo, partying during this time. During this time. Yes.
Went down to Mexico.
Yes.
Came back. Are they all infected or we don't know?
We don't know. I mean, because now, you know, with at-home tests, that doesn't count against all, you know, like all the numbers. It's not necessarily like if somebody tests positive at home, they're not calling to make sure that they're counted.
Yeah.
The infected people. So who knows?
I would also say about these at-home tests this is totally anecdotal. Mm-hmm. So but every single person I know who has gotten this variant of COVID tested negative on the at-home test.
Oh, I know a lot of people that have tested positive.
Oh, really? Yeah. And then subsequently, but we're still feeling shitty, took the other test, whatever the PC, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was aware that they got it. So the at-home test is not like the best necessarily.
No, it's not, but it's like, I think it's like the same as like a rapid test, which—
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean, the PCR, that's the one that's more accurate. Yeah.
But
I've seen more people that, like, I look on Instagram and people are taking pictures of their
test,
like they're pregnant and they're showing,
Yeah, it's like I voted.
Yeah, it's like the new I voted, but it's like, can you believe it? Congrats. Two lines. I'm positive.
It's so, so, yeah, it's fun.
It's so ridiculous. I have to also, we have to talk about the magic that was Betty White. We lost a legend.
Was it drugs?
I think it was actually one of our former guests, Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw,
what did you write?
He did a show at Zany's in Nashville on New Year's Eve, and he was like, raise a glass to Betty White, everyone in the crowd. He was like, what, you know, how great she was. And then he goes, and I told her not to go to that Travis Scott concert. I told her. I think it was like Ian Carmel or somebody said that he was like Betty White, gunned down in her prime.
That is amazing.
But no, we were discussing this before we started recording, and yeah. I have to mention it because it was so insane that Pope Francis, what he came out and said, that it was the, like, I saw this on Twitter trending, like one on top of the other, that Pope Francis said, couples who choose to have pets instead of kids, this is like, will be the downfall of humanity. This will, and then right underneath it, it said, Betty White privately had chartered a plane to take animals out of this aquarium in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, she didn't have kids. She...
Yeah.
I feel like that was pretty humane thing.
It seemed like it. I would even describe it as Noah-esque.
Betty's arc, if you will.
Yeah.
And you've got Pope, who, by the way, hey, I don't believe you have kids, sir. And that's... secondly, you're kind of running a pedophile ring there with a...
Yeah. I mean, I understand why the church, like, why kids are very important to the church. I mean, God knows.
Yeah.
But I kid the church because they're the largest pedophile. No, I'm kidding. They're fine. They're fine. And as popes go, if you know, on the spectrum of popes,
yeah,
Francis is aces.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, you're the best. You're the best pope. But that's a little bit like...
I'd always been on his side. Like, I was like, yeah. Hey, he's pretty open-minded, you know?
Yeah.
He said that. I'm like, look, eat shit, Pope Francis.
That's not a great... You? Yeah. I mean, yeah. The big magic guy in the hat maybe isn't always great. I get that.
Yeah. I'm like, don't insult people who make a choice. Because I think, like, would it be better if people just had unwanted kids?
Well, that's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that would make me inhumane if I had kids I didn't want.
No, I don't. I've never really gotten that. I've never gotten this, especially with the pro-life group, abortion group. It's like, there's never been, because all of these abortion bans, I don't want to start off the year on abortion, but just really.
Want to start it off.
Abortion is only going to be made impossible for the brokest people.
Right.
No one who is pushing through these abortion laws.
Yeah.
They will always be able to get their abortions. Abortions. It's only for the brokest people. So the very people you despise, Republicans.
Yeah.
The very people, that's who you're going, you want more of them.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't care for it.
I don't care either.
These are end times. I'm so glad.
We're at the end of days, for sure.
But it's great. I'm old. It's fantastic.
What have you been, like, during our break here, we had a little holiday. Have you been doing anything fun? Have you stayed?
No, I went.
Did you work a bit?
I worked a little bit. I did a couple, like, you know, little shows here and there. And then I took a lady friend. This is before, just at the start of them, before we got the Omicron. But I took a lady friend to Vegas. I hadn't been there in like 2 years.
Oh, wow. And how was that?
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was so much
fun. What was it? But like, what was the mood, the experience? Was it like it never existed? Or
I mean, people were still like wearing masks. I mean, there were, you know, there were people like that. But, you know, Omicron was sort of like not as, you were hearing about it a little bit, like in New York, but they hadn't closed anything down at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad I got to go because it was super fun.
Yeah. And now it's
even more fun.
Right.
Vegas was, I mean, if you remember, Vegas was like, there were moments at the height of like the deadly part of it.
Yeah.
No one was going for, right. for a brief time, but Vegas is going to stay going all the way through this. I think unless people start really like genuinely like en masse, like when vaccinated people start dying from the stuff, then everything will shut down, you know.
Again, but I don't see that happening, but hopefully.
Knock wood.
Fingers crossed. I think Vegas will always win.
Vegas will always win. The house is the edge.
The house always wins.
I was excited to hear, Jenny, about a new have you heard about Flurona?
I have. I thought first that it was a joke, quite frankly, because it sounds like just a terrible name somebody gave their child.
A celebrity mashup name.
Right. It's like, oh my God, did Gwyneth Paltrow have another kid? Like, congrats. I did not know. Flurona. Oh.
Yeah. So apparently there's a new, it's a combo. Mm-hmm. Arnold Palmer of two great viruses. of the influenza and coronavirus. Flurona. My Flurona.
I kept wanting to make a joke and I never did, but I just thought of it about if Arnold Palmer, he probably got half Moderna, half Pfizer.
Somebody at the start of the pandemic had a joke. Oh, I'm trying to remember it. I can't remember who tweeted it. And I was so jealous of it. Even better. It's that, but no, if you get your first dose of Pfizer and your second dose of Moderna, that's called an Arnold Pharma. Arnold Pharma. I know. It was like, oh, fuck you. That's such a perfect little joke.
Actually, this is something we could talk about because I had, like, I you know, tweeted out a joke after Ghislaine Maxwell's.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes when you tweet something, you write a joke and you're like, it's funny to you, but you fully know everyone, there's a million people having the same thought.
Yes.
You know, it's like the same punchline. Of course.
Like if you're not there for 30 seconds, you're fucked.
Right. Yeah. But it also means if you choose to go and tweet the joke, that means you're going to also have to deal with people saying that you stole your own joke.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tweeted something about like how Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell, you know,
I love that.
Bond that they
I retweeted you. Finish
each other's sentences, which even when I did it, I was laughing to myself, but fully believing that other people would have that same thought.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
Did somebody beat you to it?
Yeah, there were a few people that like had the same.
You were the first one I saw, but I know we don't steal. There's a, like, I want to just say to people.
Yes.
Yes, this is important. There are definite joke thieves out there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to minimize that. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time. We've all been stolen from. Oh. But there are certain jokes that come up from that are math problems.
Yeah.
That's all. There are four great solutions to this math problem of circumstance with this.
Yeah.
And so. It's going to come up and that, and you'll have that idea at the same time. And it's like, it's not always a stolen joke.
Yeah. It's, and it was like, you know, people will start like going, hey, my friend wrote this. And then I start looking like, look at the timestamp, like mine was first, but also we don't even follow each other. This is some person that I don't even know. And then I'm like, why am I defending myself to a total stranger on Twitter that
I completely stop for that.
Isn't that one of like the like how bad does that upset you if people say that to you or like somebody replies?
It did at first and now I just find it super funny. It sort of rolls off my back. I think partly it's like I want to so your suggest so my thing now is like I scour the internet for people with, you know, 20 followers,
right?
And find that one person.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm like a talent scout in some.
Yeah. Way. I'm gonna like go and actively look all through Twitter and oh, good, Doug from Idaho, I just found.
And by the way, there are times like I've tweeted things where like somebody I know or follow not current events, but like a joke idea or current event like that. And then it is pointed out to me that they had tweeted it before. And I think, oh, I must have read that and absorbed it. And then we'll take it. Like that does also happen.
Yeah. But there are times like, you know, sometimes if I tweet something and then a person will go, you know, this person did. And if it's someone that's like of like quality, like,
yeah.
And I, you know, there will be times it's like, oh, you beat me to it. I'll just take mine down. Sometimes I'll go, you know what? I acknowledge that, but I never saw it. I'm going to leave mine up because it's different, like setup or whatever. But it's just so like, I don't think that people realize how much of a slap in the face it is to tell a comedy writer, comedian that you stole something.
It is a slap in the face. I guess like when you start to have a body of work, it's so clear that that's not what you've made it on.
Right.
You're sort of like, I mean, the mob, I can't say it doesn't bother me. I mean, there was one early on and I really did come up with, I never heard him do this joke. It's not that he tweeted, but I never heard him do this joke. And there was a tweet that had done well, but I said, the joke was basically, I've been told that I'm a great listener by many large breasted women. And apparently in one of his specials, Dimitri Martin had a joke that was very similar to that. And so I'd heard enough, like five people. Now, I really never heard that joke. But it was like, oh, and it killed me. And I had to take it down. It's like, I know, do I get any credit for thinking of it independently? No, I don't. You know, I went through that, but I was in the early stages of it.
Yeah, there's times when I'm like watching a new, like somebody's new special. And they go into a bit and I'm like, no, please don't, because I have that bit. Like, don't say, oh no, you're like, I don't want to have to stop doing this bit.
Understand. As I do more and more stand up, I'm sort of seeing that. I see that a lot. I've definitely been seeing that a lot. So it's tricky though. It's like, you know, it's.
Let me ask you, when you do stand up, I mean, I've seen you do stand up, but I know you don't always tell me when you have shows.
I know.
Because you want to secretly do them, which I fully understand.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much more nerve-wracking to have, like, five people that you know.
I hate it.
No, I hate it. Like, when somebody's like, I want to come see you. I'm like, I don't want you to come see me. Just stay home.
Exactly.
Give me a whole room full of strangers.
Favorite thing. I can walk away from it.
Yeah. But do you ever do crowd work?
I mean, if I have a longer thing, I can. I weirdly, because I do so much public speaking and I've done that before, I could do crowd work for days if I had to, and doing that. I've gotten better at it, but it's not my main thing. How about you?
No, I'm not, like, I've never been a fan of it because, like, I think I work so hard on my material.
Yeah.
And if I begin engaging, it sometimes with certain crowds, not all crowds, but it opens the door up for everyone to start shouting shit.
Yeah.
Because you've engaged with one person and then everyone else wants to be a part of the show. Completely. And then it just starts like messing with your mind.
I love that when it happens. I don't really seek out crowd work in any way. If I'm dealing with somebody, I don't really get mean hecklers, but somebody who's participating a lot.
Yeah. I've never had like mean, like I don't, when people say heckling, I think people assume it's somebody shouting, you suck, or fuck off, or whatever.
No, it's somebody participating a lot and talking and saying, yeah, I agree a lot.
It's like, yeah, like, cool. You hit a punchline and they're like, I think I have something to add to this.
Yeah, or like, oh, you know, that happened to me when I was in school, it's cool.
You're like, I didn't open this up. Like, even walking out and saying, you know, you know, when you ask a question that you know the response, like, you never ask a question that the crowd might be 50-50 on.
Like, no, that's exactly it. No, I know, unless that's your thing. But then, like, I don't mind it. Like, I don't know. I love, like, one of my favorite comics of all time, of working out there, is Todd Barry. I love Todd Barry so much. There's just something about that guy. Everything he says makes me laugh.
Funny.
And I saw, like, his crowd work tour, and even though in his bits, he will engage an audience, and he is just so smart about, he's still in control.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what that thing is. And it's like, you learn a lot from that, I think, and watching him do it. And
because there's that level of confidence, you know. Sam Morrell, who we've had on, he's great at crowd work. I just saw a thing today and I actually reposted it on my Instagram of Taylor Tomlinson.
I saw that. Yeah.
That was so funny to me.
She's like, so fast with it. It's like, it's amazing. And was she like 14? Yeah. I know she's like 27 or something.
But she's like late 20s, but like her response to asking people, we'll put it like, yeah, add that clip. I don't want to ruin it. We'll just add the clip, but it was like one of the best responses to.
It was amazing, actually.
Yeah, it was really funny. Like Adam Ray is great at it too.
Oh yeah, he's great at it. He's great at it. Rory Scovel can jumps into that crowd. You know, I like the improv aspect of it. I like being in the moment, but I don't do enough of it, and I don't do long enough shows. A lot of times, I'm doing these little bar shows of like 7 minutes. I've been doing a lot with girl I've been seeing, Teresa, who does a lot of these shows. So she's been my entree into that. She actually is now working with she had a job on that Sam J show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's like one of the writers for that. Like, so
nice. Like
her. So I was, shout out to her. So I want to do like longer shows. Like, I'd love to come like one time with you. I'll just like go to one of your shows. And I'd love to do that again. We had so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Okay. I'd love to do this show. We talked about doing this show once we can get out there again.
Yeah, I would. I think that would be really fun to actually have, you know, a live audience.
Yeah.
So they could really feel the force.
First of all, I think they would just feel the sexuality of people between us and toward them. It's obviously
highly sexual.
And Guy, who obviously, you know, Guy does it shirtless, and you just see he's got like a, you know, 18-inch, like 2 feet of swinging meat in the pants.
He's swinging a hammer. We all know it.
It is. He's Thor.
Yeah.
With
his Ragnarok, yes.
With his Ragnarok. He has the power to make me feel the need to throw to a commercial.
No, you didn't.
I did. So I have to honor, by the eyes of Odin, I listen to the hammer in Guy's
hand. Speaking of highly sexual, let's go.
So we'll be back after we talk about this or these fine products or services.
Yes. All right, Doing It Nation, Bet Online would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue to march to the playoffs and beyond.
Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022.
New year and new updated desktop and mobile website. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50. That is CLNS50 to get started.
What an easy promo code to remember. CLNS50. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022, which is this year.
It is this year because Bet Online is all about 2022, and it is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports.
Bet Online! Ere the game starts.
Get some.
End of ad.
And, oh my God, it is... Wow. A mess over here. I'm just going to tell you.
I know. Same here. I don't get erections anymore, but when I used to, that commercial break would have given it to me.
Weirdly, I do now.
I know you do.
Just because of our sponsor.
Gender is a construct.
Okay. So we had a little break. So naturally there was some programming that we had to watch.
There was. I
feel like there's been a lot of things that I've seen. Now it's screener season, and for those not in the biz,
yeah,
that means free DVDs.
It does, which is weird. Also, I don't even think I have a DVD player. No. Everything's streaming. Just give me a fucking code so I can stream.
Give me a code, or like then I start looking at the DVD player. Like, where is this even plugged in?
It's no.
Covered in dust.
They still give me a VHS. I could use that. I still have.
A combo, you know, with
the DVD. Record right off the TV.
Now, there have been so many things that, like, I was really excited to see.
And I've been like, let down?
I've had a few letdowns. Like, I'm
curious if we had the same letdown, especially because you're talking about DVDs. I'm curious.
Well, some were links, some were DVDs, but some were things that, you know, like, I always find it useless when you get a DVD from something on Netflix. You're like,
I don't understand it.
I'm like, they're wasting so much.
So much.
Do they hate the environment by just making all of this?
And it's usually a pack of like 20 films or TV shows that are currently available on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. I would understand if it was something like, okay, not everybody has, but literally everyone has.
Give it to me 2 weeks before it opens?
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. That's great.
All I want is to see Spider-Man. I want that. And of course, that won't be anything that's sent out.
No.
Okay, so I just haven't, like, I think I've built up. I was so excited to see certain things. And like, on the whole, if you will, I've just found things a little dull.
Likewise.
Yeah, there was just a lot of like, okay, I'm waiting for this to pick up.
Same.
And I, you know, there's, I don't want to send her because we always try to be positive, but like I watched Spencer.
I watched part of Spencer.
Yeah, I didn't finish. Like,
not for me. Not my cup of tea.
The performance was great.
It was fine.
Like I thought, well, you know, okay. But I didn't realize it was like a what if.
I mean, I was never that interested. No, I'm not going to alienate viewers. I loved Lady Di. She was a candle in the wind in many ways to me.
Yeah. Some people would say she was the English Rose.
I would, in fact. You've said it a lot. Yeah. What else?
Licorice Pizza?
I want to talk about Licorice Pizza.
Okay. Get into it. Tell me.
Okay. And there will be spoilers.
Yes.
So if you don't, if you're interested in Licorice, here's the thing. Licorice Pizza has some amazing performances. Individual scenes in Licorice Pizza are good. That girl from Haim is fantastic. I like Philip Seymour Hoffman's son. Bradley Cooper gives a fucking brilliant performance. I found that movie, what was the point of that movie?
If it was just to confuse me, job done.
Okay, and a couple things.
Okay.
25-year-old girl, in a will they or won't they relationship with a 15-year-old boy. Not that that wasn't my fantasy at 15, so let me get it. What that movie would have changed, and who's never in school, is this entrepreneur, and he'll say, oh, this is how it happened, whatever, it's a big on the story. I don't give a fuck. That movie would be hurt not at all if you made him 17. If you made him 17, so in the course of this movie, he goes from 15 to 16. If you made him, in the course of this movie, go to 17 from 18, everything works. She still is making a terrible decision.
Right.
And you don't hate it. It's 2 years. Like, how do you not see that? Because it's so alienating all the way through.
Yeah.
Point two.
Okay.
The Japanese restaurant scenes are so fucking, forget that they're offensive. Literally doing Japanese voices for effect. Like some, it's bananas. Like, it's so lazy. It's just so fucking lazy. It's a joke we've seen. It's a joke that was done in the 30s.
It was done in A Christmas Story.
Yeah, and it was fine there. And it wasn't, and in A Christmas Story, it was done better because they did the LR thing, but
it
wasn't white people talking in that, you know, in that act. Yeah. It wasn't that. And we've seen, I mean, it's the hackiest bit in the world where you're talking, I don't speak Italian. Oh, I speak Italian. It's like, oh, do you know how to get to the D? It's like, so I was infuriated by that part, I gotta say.
I felt like it wanted to be Almost Famous.
Yes, and I agree.
And it did not work. It didn't land.
And
it
was
they had the young kid who, you know, like it was like, it had that same, like I kept in my head going, this feels like it wants to be Almost Famous, but.
No, I know. I just couldn't think, what was I supposed to feel at the end of that? Like, what was that movie? What was he saying? I mean, I didn't understand. Individual scenes.
But do you feel like, because I know a lot of people, there was so much hype around it. I was really excited.
Me too.
To watch, like, I got that. Do you think sometimes when people say, oh my God, this film's brilliant, and then everyone just goes, yeah, totally. And like, they just start agreeing.
I mean, that definitely does happen. There's definitely like a heat that builds up. But I've never been, I mean, and then there's also the opposite thing happens where we're then suddenly contrary. I don't see what the fuss is because that becomes the point of view. So I try and not do that.
Yeah.
But I was excited to see it. And yeah, and I was, yeah, it was just not.
And not, then I felt like, I don't look up. Like I liked it, but I was like,
I feel the same way too.
It was too long.
Exactly.
It just kept like, at first I was like, okay. Oh, you're losing. you're losing me. I'm starting to, okay. All right.
I'm fascinated by the don't look up. Like, cause I don't have that rage for don't look up. I thought don't look, when people say like point out what's wrong with it, I'm like, I 100% agree. And I think the second half is better than the first half, all of that. But the rage at that movie is unwarranted too.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand what it, like, okay, there's like, it's an interesting thing that's happening with that movie, which is sort of the point of that movie in a way that when people are furious at that movie, it's like, that's out of control.
Yeah.
But then when the people who like the movie are furious, the people who are furious at the movie, it's like, it's a weird, really going to politicize that whole thing? It's broad. It's a broad satire comedy.
Yeah.
A lot of it wasn't for me.
Yeah. You know? Also, it's a fucking movie. Why are you angry? It's a movie. It's not supposed to, you know, change your life. It's just supposed to be entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big war comedy. I mean, his point was, you know, it's an obvious point, but it was like, I enjoyed it. I mean, but I also was like,
definitely enjoyed it more than the other.
More than like
we just talked about. But
I don't think it. I had people in my life who were telling me you have to watch.
Right.
Don't look up. And I was like, okay, sounds good. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Watched it and I was like, I mean, I liked it. It was good. It wasn't revelatory satire.
Yeah.
And like they're talking about it like it was Dr. Strangelove.
Right.
At the time, and it's not.
And I keep seeing that comparison and I was like, no.
No, it's not. You know, at the time, Dr. Strange,
But I liked, the point of how people can just dismiss something and it's like, hey, it's just right there. Look,
I love that. It's a great, it's a perfect metaphor for what we're going through. And I like that he's doing that. I like that Adam McKay is out there doing that show.
Yeah. And I like that, but it was just like, I haven't like watched something that I've just been like, oh, finally, this movie I can be just blown away by. I had
a movie, and I don't blame anybody for not being blown away by it because it's very small and quiet. But I related to a lot of it on both being a child and a parent. But it was the Lost Daughter with Olivia Colman.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet, but
it's going to be divisive. I promise you, because I know people who I agree with on a lot of stuff who didn't love it. But oh my God, it hit me. It really hit me in the feels. Like, not a lot happens. I have to tell you, it's not like, it's not like action packed, but like Olivia Colman is so goddamn good in this movie.
Isn't Dakota Johnson like amazing too?
Phenomenal. And the way that they play off of each other is just fantastic. Just, I don't want to give too much away, but she's just a woman on a vacation. Olivia Colman sees a mother who seems like a rich mother, but is like harried about her own life. And you come to realize that Olivia Colman, had her own issues as a young mother.
Yeah.
And is lost. And I guess what I liked about it the most was it's like, parenthood is fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's like, it really is. And it's not like this, it's not noble. It's like, it's hard. And there's moments and eras of loneliness. And if you do it young, it can be miserable. And the effect, and also forgiving your own, for me, forgiving my own parents for not being awesome at it at that age when it was there. So it's good.
But is it it's emotional. Yes.
Yeah, but it's quietly emotional. Again, I can't say you're going to fucking go like, woo. I was just like, oh, if you're at the right space, we were talking about this in the writer's room of Housebroken.
Yeah.
And a couple of people said, yeah, I just didn't like it. And one of the writers who did like it, she said, I assume you had two parents who loved you very much. and I said, yeah, I kind of did. And like, yeah, well, the movie's not necessarily for you.
I tell you, the one that the DVD that I have that I'm excited to see is that French Dispatch. Have you seen that?
I'm excited to see that. I heard that if you like Wes Anderson, you're gonna love it. You'll like that. But it's a Wes Anderson, a Wes Anderson movie, and I'm all in on Wes Anderson. So
yeah, I've always enjoyed his quirky, his quirky way. So I'm excited to see it, but now I feel like, stop getting my hopes up when I watch something. I keep getting.
I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to be like Moonrise Kingdom. It's not going to be, Rushmore. It's not going to be like Tenenbaums, but
I have to say that my favorite movie that I had seen was Cruella. That was my favorite movie I've seen.
I really like Cruella. I know. You're a big Cruella.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not. I have not.
I know.
I don't think it's for me.
I didn't think it was for me either. Okay. Honestly, I went in okay, it's on Disney Plus now. I'll give it a whirl. Loved it. The soundtrack is phenomenal, but it's you have both Emmas, Stone and Thompson.
Yeah.
It's really, I recommend it. I really, really enjoyed that, which is funny to say of all the movies, all these big hyped up movies, that was the one.
It was one from earlier in the year. Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. Have you seen any stand-up specials that you've liked?
I was just watching, I just flicked by the stand-ups, the new side of the stand-ups, and a comic I had never seen before, he made me laugh, that Dusty.
Oh, Dusty Slay?
It was a really funny, weird half hour.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time. We're having a good time.
I thought he was great. Of course, my southernness.
Yeah,
he's migrated towards him, but he was so funny.
He's not quite Nate Bargatze, but he's great.
Yeah, he's in that family. Janelle Jones. Did you see?
No, I didn't see hers.
She was really, really funny, and I love Brian Simpson.
I didn't see either of those yet. So I saw her. I saw who's the biggest name on that was
Mark Normand. Oh, Melissa.
Mark Normand.
And then Melissa from SNL.
Hers was okay.
Yeah.
And Mark was good.
Yeah.
I've seen Mark live, and Mark does that thing. I think Mark's really
Mark just has that, he's so specific. He is
so specific, and so he's just super skilled.
Yeah. And I know for people doing Netflix specials, because I've talked to people who have done them, and you don't just, they don't let you just off the leash and let you run wild.
No, those are
they have notes and they have a say so. And I can imagine for comics that is really the excitement of, holy shit, I got a Netflix special, to why am I getting notes here?
I know.
But I mean, I love those, the stand-up things, because it lets people do, 30 minutes. They even had the Degenerates, where people were doing 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah. And there was another one. It wasn't just the Degenerates. There was another one that was also really quick ones. I can't remember.
Yeah. What was that called?
I can't remember, but I love that they're this outlet and doing that. So I'm
Mo Amir has a really great special that just came out on Netflix a few weeks ago, and he's a fellow Houstonian.
I don't know him.
Oh, it's called I think it's just Live from Texas, and he has another special that's on there, but he's really funny, so I would definitely recommend those.
Yeah, that one I really like. The other thing I've been watching, weirdly, I've been on YouTube watching British shows.
Oh, you lot. Love your Brits.
I do. But
my sister, she loves her British shows. Ab Fab,
I've been doing those panel shows, and there's why am I spacing on his name? He's the British guy, clean cut. Yeah, he actually has a special out right now. Black hair, white teeth.
Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
I love Jimmy Carr, but Jimmy Carr is a great host. And so I've seen him host these shows, but he has a game show on, and I really would urge everybody to go watch this on YouTube. They post them all the time, and it's called I Literally Just Told You. That's the name of the game show. And they have a bunch of panelists out there, a bunch of guests like competing, and they'll do the introduction, and so this guy's from Leeds, and he did this, and this guy, and then okay, and the game already started, and you go, so where is that guy from, this guy here? And they're like, Cornwall. I literally just told you. And all this stuff is happening, and people have to remember that.
Oh,
and it goes from 4 to 3. And as you leave, and when you're out after the first round, he makes you take your stool. Okay, you can leave. Please take your stool.
Clean up after yourself.
He will also, in these episodes, because I guess they must have shot them before people knew, cut to a fake commercial. Right? Okay, we're on a commercial. And then we'll start doing things like, okay, so what do we have to do with this promo? And a couple weird things will happen. And then I go, was that a real commercial break? Or was that something I'm going to ask you questions about after this real commercial? And you have to do that. And it is, there have been some really fucking funny moments. And he's talking about being crowd work and being able to do that. He is so goddamn fast with all this stuff. And they have two people who are producers on the show, writers, who are live writing questions for the show as they're going on. So it's like Jimmy make a joke. Who did he compare him to at that moment?
Yeah.
What was the wrong answer? It's really, it's such a brilliant idea and executed. I really enjoy it.
That's so like the guests are not like comedians or anything. Just
no, they did do one celebrity one, which was really funny, with Ashlyn B was on it.
Like you would imagine, just, you know, if you haven't ever been on, like the nerves that you would feel already being on a show. And so like the whole time you're in your head, like, do I sound stupid? Whatever. You're not paying attention to fake commercials.
It's really, really crazy. There was one. So Jimmy was famously involved in a tax evasion scandal several years ago. And I knew it here, but in Britain, it was crazy. And they only make jokes about it. At one point, a joke is made about it, and he asks, who was involved? He's asking, who was involved in a large tax scandal? I literally just, and they picked the wrong person.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know who, and it's literally me.
It's literally me.
And so that's my recommendation.
And those are on YouTube?
YouTube, yeah, that's a YouTube.
Oh, I will definitely have to check.
Yeah, you'll love out. It. It's just funny. Well, look, I wish everybody, I hope their new year is going great, obviously.
Yeah, I hope everyone's staying safe. I really do. I mean.
And Jenny, do you have anything to promote, or are you?
Let's say I do. I've got some dates coming up in a couple weeks. Hopefully nothing gets postponed, but Fortune Feimster's bringing me along
to Where?
Some theater shows. January 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So it'll be San Antonio, Houston, and New Orleans.
Oh my God, that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. And then I'll be doing some dates in March with Chris Porter.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, in Tacoma. And that, I think it's like March, the weekend of like March 17th or something. So definitely, if you're in the area, get your tics. Do that. What do you have?
Jenny Johnson show. You do not. Trust me.
You would not. Be an idiot. What about you?
Nothing.
When's House Broken?
Next December.
We have to wait all the way to December?
I think so.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah. And so we've got some good episodes coming up on that.
I'm excited. I think that is such a funny.
It's been really fun. And the people there are all just great.
Yeah.
Love everybody on that show.
So, that's awesome.
And you can watch all of House Broken on Hulu.
On the Hulu, and I do. I've seen it a few times because it'll be a show I like to watch when I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to sleep and I want to watch something happy.
Yeah. It's pets in therapy. What else could be better?
I mean,
both of them things.
Pets in therapy with every voice is someone who I love.
It's you're going to love it. And Maria Bamford, just to watch her, because sometimes at the table we'll have to fill in different voices and she's there. She can't not be funny.
I love her so much.
I love Maria Bamford so goddamn much. And she just can't not be funny.
Yeah, she is truly one of the funniest people. Yes. And I love Tony Hale too.
Oh, Tony Hale is so good. Sam Richardson, love. Yeah. Tim Simmons, great.
Yeah, the cast of Veep is on.
And basically the whole cast of Veep. hey, Guy, what do you want to promote? Say something.
The guy, see, I haven't been speaking the whole time. I had phlegm. I'm sorry. The guy DF on Twitter works. How's that?
Yeah, the guy. Okay, so we'll try that. And a lot of people complain, hey, why don't you let the guy speak? A lot. And I think that should show you why.
Yeah.
Right there. We love God.
Yeah. He, and we'll be back next week. We'll have a guest and it'll be super exciting.
we're pretty excited about this guest. So yeah. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Doing It Nation. We love you.
We love you, Sai.